20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 229 of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. My name is Andy Herman. I am a writer for Cheesehead TV. Of course, you can always follow me on Twitter at Scani Sports. I am not going to take a ton of time getting into tonight. I am going to get right to the point because I have a very special guest that I'm insanely excited to talk to. He is a quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. He attended Xavier High School in Connecticut, where he won three state championships, including leading his team to a title as a senior, in which he threw 24 touchdowns and ran for five more. He was a finalist for the Connecticut Player of the Year Award. He was ultimately offered scholarships at the University of Michigan, the University of Florida, Notre Dame, Oregon, Boston College. He committed himself to Boston College before switching to the University of Connecticut due to a coaching change at Boston College. He played three seasons at UConn before transferring to Eastern Kentucky, where he played in 12 games, completed 201 passes for 2,134 yards and 11 touchdowns. Ultimately went undrafted in 2018 before signing a free agent with your Green Bay Packers. He played in three preseason games, completing 26 of 53 passes for 294 yards, three touchdowns, and ultimately out of that made the Packers 53-man roster right out of training camp. He will be starting his second year in Green Bay in 2019, looking to work his way up the quarterback depth chart. My guest, of course, Tim Boyle. Tim, thank you so much for joining me. I'm really, really excited to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, wow. I was impressed. That's a lot of stuff there. I appreciate you having me on and look forward to talking to you too.
Yeah, you bet. This is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to jump right in. But before we kind of get into anything, get into this season coming up, new coach, new coaching staff, which I know a lot of fans are interested in, I kind of want to just kind of get your Cliff Notes version of how you went from Xavier High School in Connecticut to playing in the National Football League and ultimately the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's it's a fun story to tell. You know, me taking a step back, I think, you know, a lot of ups and downs starting from Xavier. You know, had a lot of success there, you know, played in three state championships, was able to win three in a row, you know, had a bunch of success and was able to, you know, get recruited from some bigger schools, ended up going to UConn, you know, played a little bit as a true freshman, true sophomore, true junior, but I was never really the guy there. And I had three head coaches while I was there, three offense coordinators, three quarterback coaches. So just some uncertainty that I kind of just wanted to put behind me, and I kind of wanted a fresh start. So decided to go down to Eastern Kentucky and actually had to redshirt down there as a true senior, which was interesting, you know, because most guys, you know, redshirt as a true freshman, you know, 18 years old trying to figure out college. And here I am as a 22-year-old who pretty much has college figured out at that point, you know, having to redshirt. So which was a great year for me physically and mentally, just getting ready for my fifth year coming up. But it was you know, it was a lot of ups and downs. Eastern Kentucky, you know, had an okay senior year and was fortunate enough to have a good pro day. And you know, I got in front of the Packers, which was huge. And I knew once I got into camp, it was going to be up to me at that point. So, you know, took advantage of the opportunities I was given. And now I'm exactly where I want to be and one of the best organizations in the world.
That's awesome. That's a really, really cool story. And I know a lot of Packer fans are certainly cheering you on. Tell me about your draft process going into last season. Obviously, we're in the middle of draft season right now. The combine just got finished up. I know you kind of worked with former quarterback Todd Collins going through the draft process. Yep. And actually some pretty impressive testing at your pro day. You ran a 4.77 40, 35.5-inch vertical. You did a 7.03 on the three cone and a 4.49 short shuttle. For those of you who aren't super nerdy into the combine testing, DK Metcalf, who tore up the combine, who everyone was talking about, ran a 7.38 three cone. So Tim Boyle, 0.35 seconds faster than DK Metcalf. And 4.50 in the short shuttle. So you were 0.01 seconds faster than DK Metcalf there as well. So what was the draft process like for you? How did that kind of all go?
Yeah. It sounds nice when you say it like that. But yeah, it was, you know, my senior year ended. And from there, it was, you know, trying to find an agent. So signed with an agent. And then from there, it's all pretty much excitement at that point. You're so excited to figure out when your pro day is going to be. And I had a good plan set in place with my agent. I was going to train mostly in Washington, D.C. at the Sport and Speed Institute with Coach Cav, and he did a hell of a job, got me ready. You know, and the one thing I think a lot of guys don't understand is how mentally pressing pro day is. You know, physically, of course, you have to be, you know, on top of your game, but mentally you have to be at your A game 24/7 because you have these scouts who are watching every single move. You know, everything's not going to be perfect. You know, they're going to see how you adjust to certain things. So he got me right physically and mentally. And like you said, I got to work with Todd Collins, which was awesome. You know, obviously he had a long stint in the NFL. He knows a lot of football, and being around him, just being around football and a guy who's been around the NFL, he just knows the language. He knows, you know, I was listing off coaches who I've had. He's like, oh yeah, I had him in, you know, with the Chiefs. Oh, I had him with the Bears. You know, he knows everyone. He's so well connected. He knows what he needs to do to get me better. So it was a great experience. And the pre-draft process for me was great. You know, it's an exciting time where you kind of just got to lock in and get ready for the biggest job interview of your life. And like you said, fortunately, I think 9 teams showed up to my pro day at Eastern Kentucky. Thankfully, the Packers were one of them, and you know, put myself in a good position to get on some boards. And I think the rest is history from there. And I, you know, had the opportunity to sign free agency with the Packers. And yeah, it's an exciting ride. Looking back, I really wouldn't change anything. I think I approach it the right way. And you know, now, like I said, I'm right where I want to be.
Was it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, was it Chad Brinker, the Packers pro scout that was there at your pro day, if you remember?
Brinker was not there. It was another scout. Okay. But yeah, Coach Brinker and I have gotten close over the time I've been here. He's a really good guy. But no, it was a different scout.
Gotcha. Okay. And then if I remember correctly, they hosted you prior to the draft. Is that correct?
They did. Yeah. So I was fortunate enough to do Yale's pro day as well, because they had a receiver and a tight end coming out. And I reached out and asked if I could do their pro day as well. So there was another Packers scout there, and he, I think, informed me at that point that they might be, you know, granting me a top 30 visit. So, you know, in my mind, I wasn't expecting a whole lot of anything. So at that point, it's kind of like, oh, this is starting to get real. So I fly out to Green Bay and, you know, get to meet, you know, the scouting department and get a tour of the facilities and, you know, get to see the history behind Lambeau and just all the tradition. Got to meet Coach McCarthy, and it was a great visit. You know, you're in and out, but it was just kind of that eye-opening moment of, wow, this is real. You know, you have to go weigh in the weight room, and, you know, you put your stuff down and you get to put on, you know, Green Bay Packers shorts and a shirt. And, you know, to the typical player now, it's not a big deal, but when you're, you know, that was my dream since I was a little kid. So being able to do that was a huge, you know, kind of eye opener for me. So yeah, the top 30 visit was great. You know, very fortunate I was able to do that and start that relationship with the Packers early on.
Now, on that top 30 visit, do you work out an interview with the team as well, or are they basically hosting you and kind of trying to sell you on the team?
I don't think it's them selling me. I think it's more so them kind of seeing who I am as a human being. I think my pro day kind of put me on their radar ish. They kind of, I think I was a question mark to them. And I think me going in for my top 30 visit was kind of just a, you know, see who I am, see how I carry myself, you know, see how I approach certain situations. And I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of scouts and a lot of the personnel guys there. And it was, like I said, obviously very, very blessed to be able to start that relationship early on with that group.
Awesome. Now, you're obviously going through the process. You're talking to your agent. You're kind of hearing things here and there. What was your expectation going into draft day, and obviously the draft weekend, and how did that kind of unfold?
Yeah. As the draft got closer, you know, some things actually started to heat up a little bit. You know, I had a private workout with the Patriots. The Vikings were in contact with me pretty heavily. So I think we had a base foundation of, I think I'd go undrafted free agent. You know, I'd sign a contract, you know, I'd be on the team, you know, I'd be a part of that 90-man roster. There was a slight chance, you know, late seventh, you know, maybe a Patriots or a Packer, you know, late round draft pick. But I wasn't expecting that by any means. You know, at that point, I just wanted to be signed, you know, have a contract signed and be on the roster. And like I said, if I had that opportunity, then, you know, I have no more excuses. I have to make the team. If, you know, it's me versus the next guy. So I have to, you know, that's when it's true competition. So Draft day was pretty hectic on the last day there. I think Brinker called around midway through the seventh round and said, we're not going to draft you, but we'd love to get, a free agent deal done with you. So as the seventh round was ending, I had a pretty good sense that I was going to be with the Packers. And right when the draft ended, got on the phone with them and, kind of made it official and, told them I was going to be a Packer, which is the best day of my life so far. And, my family was there for me, and it was an awesome day.
Yeah, there's a great video of you on YouTube telling your family that you were signing that 3-year contract with the Green Bay Packers, and that was really, really cool to watch.
Yeah, that was an emotional day for me. Just like I said, the ups and downs, and all the interceptions. You see all these stats on me, and it's not pretty by any means, and I understand that. I'm not an idiot. I understand, what it looks like, but just the perseverance and the story that I had to. The ups and downs I had to overcome. It was an emotional day. Kind of my family and I got to take a step back and appreciate the ride. And, I got to thank them for all their support over the years.
Awesome. It's like you said, it's an awesome story. And certainly one that I know a lot of Packer fans are keeping an eye on going forward. Take me through then mini camp, OTAs, training camp. What does that start to feel like? And who was really the most helpful to you in acclimating you to the NFL?
Yeah, when you first get here, you're here with a group of rookies. There's probably 25, 30 of you. So, you start to have your friend group, and you start getting comfortable with, the vets, and of course, being a 24-year, 23-year-old at the time, undrafted free agent quarterback, being in the same room with Aaron, you take a step back and you're like, all right, you keep your mouth shut, and you just listen. You want to understand what he's about. You want to know why he's been so successful. So that's kind of been my rule when I first got here, is keep your mouth shut, keep your eyes and ears open. Cause I didn't want to be that annoying rookie coming in, creating all these waves. I just kind of wanted to learn and kind of, earn my place, earn my respect as time progressed. So yeah, when I came in, IPWs, individual player workouts were good. Got to sling the ball a little bit, show what I was about. And then OTAs came around, didn't get a whole lot of reps, and that was kind of when I had to, that was kind of the ride or die time for me. I had to, everyone talks about these mental reps that have, I got to watch Brett and Deshaun and Aaron, throw the ball a bunch and be in this offense that at the time was a foreign language to me. And I really had to take, a step back and process it. And I think that was the hardest time for me, was just learning the offense without getting the reps. But as training camp progressed and, as preseason evolved, I started to get more comfortable with the system. And I think that's where you saw I had some success in the preseason, but there was a chunk there during OTAs where, I really wasn't getting any reps. And it was kind of, a little disheartening, but like I told myself eventually, because the one thing I've learned over the years in high school and college is you're always going to get an opportunity. This game will always present opportunities to people who play the sport. But if you're not ready, it'll expose you at that point. So I had to be ready for whenever the Packers gave me a chance to go in there and practice. And I did well enough and, played well enough in the preseason games to earn my spot in the 53. So very thankful for that.
Awesome. So, I just wanted to kind of give you what I kind of saw, and, people kind of know me as a guy who has been a fan of you kind of from the moment that I kind of saw your initial video. So what I kind of do every year is, everyone's kind of super excited about the players that the Packers drafted, and certainly I'm different. Yep. But I love immediately digging into the undrafted free agents. The Packers have been a team that has consistently used undrafted free agency to build their roster. Yep. And usually 3 to 4 guys almost every year make the team. So I love taking a look at those initial 25 guys. Of course, this year, Tyler Lancaster, Alex Light, you. Yep. Later in the process, Tony Brown, all undrafted free agents who are able to come in and play or participate in this team on the 53-man roster at some point. Yep. So I was super pumped to break down the video. And so I don't look at any of the stats. I don't look at any of the history. I pop on your tape and I'm watching and I'm going through, and I was legitimately pretty impressed with this being an undrafted free agent that I'm watching. I see a ton of raw ability. I throw on the tape versus Kentucky. There are some really impressive tight window throws. You're playing against an SEC school. I throw on Tennessee Tech. You're pressured. You throw off platform to a completion almost near the end zone. Beautiful deep post versus Murray State. I see you completing throws in tight windows all over the field. And ultimately, when I'm looking at it, I see some traits that are really, really important, whether it be your live arm, whether it be the ability to play under center, the ability to throw to all levels of the field, your confidence, your poise. Those are all very, very evident on tape. You have good touch. You have the ability to throw from different arm angles and at different speeds. You can change that up a little bit. And what I saw, I was super, super impressed by. And I then go to the very first mini camp that's open to the public. And of course, this is the first opportunity to see Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis, who have the teams, and Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson, the guys that were just drafted. So there's 90 guys on the field. There's a lot to watch. Yep. But it happens to be that the whole rest of the practice field is practicing on the other side of the field. And the quarterbacks are practicing right in front of where I am. You guys are doing the net drill. You're working on your footwork. Yep. You know it well. Yep. And I'm not specifically watching the drill. I'm kind of just watching you to see, all right, he's here with Aaron Rodgers, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. Yep. You know, DeShone Kizer, second round pick, played all of 2017 for the Browns. Brett Hundley, who started almost half the season, if not more, for the Packers in 2017. Yep. And then there's undrafted free agent Tim Boyle. And had I not known anything, I would have looked out and I would have said Tim Boyle's the starting quarterback. There was a relaxation and a moxie and a confidence. And you were just out there. And you, the thing I said, I was actually on a radio show that afternoon, and they asked me what stood out. And I said, the fact that Tim Boyle just looked like he belonged. And I don't know if you felt that way. I don't know if that was something that you felt, but it felt like you had that confidence and an aura of belonging right from the kind of the word go. How did that feel?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for saying all that. I mean, it's very, very obviously awesome when someone says all that about you, but it's the business that we're in right now is all about self-confidence, because it's very easy for someone to look at the negatives. You know, you list all the positives about me, and it's very generous of you to say all those things, but in the business that we're in, guys aren't looking for the positives, they're looking for the negatives. And that's the world we live in. So like you say, I think I've always had the confidence of, I mentally know that I'm good enough. I have a strong arm. I'm accurate. But I think at that point, when you're around those guys, and I said it earlier on in the season, when you're around Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you don't shy down. I mean, he almost brings you up naturally. You know, it's being around, you know, Brett Hundley, being around DeShone Kizer and Rodgers. I mean, you know, the cliche is, you know, competition brings the best out of you, but naturally being around Aaron, I mean, you see him throw the ball, you know, 45 yards, flicking it, you know, rolling to the left. I mean, that just makes you want to be a better player. So when I'm around Aaron and I'm around DeShone, and, you know, when I was around Brett, it's just that natural kind of, you have to perform. And like you said, there's a part of it that's natural. And I think I've always been kind of a relaxed kind of player. And like you saw, that kind of moxie confidence, I think I've always kind of had that. But I think the biggest thing is just being yourself. And I think that's always who I've been. And like I said, I appreciate you saying all those nice things, but it's nice knowing, you know, mentally inside, you know, no one's going to believe in you if you don't start believing in yourself. And that's just, you know, that's day one teaching from a mentality standpoint. And you're not going to have anyone else's blessing if you don't have your own blessing. So I think the biggest thing is self-confidence. And like I said, the industry that we're in is, you have to, the self-talk in your own head has to be so uplifting and so positive 24/7. That combination with being around Aaron Rodgers and those other two great quarterbacks was just it was a good combination for me. And I appreciate, like I said, that you saying all those nice things, and hopefully that continues to happen.
I hope so too. I have a couple more things. I'm going to fill your head with good things too before you. I have a couple more that I noticed. So just really quick, I know you said that, you know, the OTAs and stuff, you were having trouble getting reps, but came back a few practices later, and it was the day where the veterans head off. So no Aaron Rodgers there, and DeShone's there, Brett's there, you're there. And you three had the opportunity to kind of run the offense that day. And again, this was my take at the time, and I believe it's still to this day. You were on that specific day, and I'm not saying necessarily overall or anything like that, but on that day, you were the best quarterback on the field that day. And I was wowed by that. And, you know, it was a day that Brett and Deshaun, and again, nothing against those guys, they really struggled to move the football up and down the field. And it, the offense just kind of struggled. And then all of a sudden you came in and you kind of led the team right down the field. And I'm guessing, you know, there's guys being worked in and out. And, you know, of course, it's Deshaun's first time with the team and everything like that as well. But, you know, you lead your team down the field and then you lead your team down the field again and again. And again, it was super impressive to see you do that. And again, kind of be the guy. And I don't think it was by accident, and maybe I'm being naive, I don't think it was by accident that on the very last drive that they gave you the ball on that specific drive. I won't mention how that drive ended. I don't know if you remember, but I won't mention that. And then, but again, it was just a really phenomenal day. And again, you were the best quarterback on the field that day. And then the last thing that really, really stood out to me, and I noticed this right away. So you come in, because at this point now you're somebody that I'm keeping my eye on. You come into your very first game at Lambeau Field, first preseason game, Tennessee Titans, third quarter. It's you come in, you know, two handoffs right away, and it's third and five. You're on your own 12-yard line, kind of backed up in your own end zone. And I'm just watching, because this is, I'm assuming this is going to be your first play that you're actually going to back to pass.
Yeah.
And I see you and you call the play, you break the huddle, you come out, you quickly designate the Mike linebacker, you go through a full cadence, you read and survey the defense, you get the snap, you have great footwork, you survey the middle of the field. At the last second, you come back right, you see Jamon Moore, you throw a bullet into him. It's a 9-yard pickup for a first down. And for anyone that's watching third quarter preseason at this point, a 9-yard pass to Jamon Moore probably doesn't mean the whole heck of a lot. But to see you come out, it's your very first pass at Lambeau Field in that situation, and have, you know, I've seen quarterbacks in that situation who, you know, are troubled just getting everyone lined up. The fact that you're IDing the mic and that you're able to not just lock down on one receiver, again, the poise for your first play as or first pass as a Packer, that was something that just stood out to me as well.
Yeah, I actually remember that play. Like, I again, thank you for that. But I mean, it's like I said, you're always going to get a shot to play in the sport. You have to be ready for it. And if you're not, it's going to expose you. And if you are, then your preparation will come through for you. But I do remember that play. And, you know, obviously the nerves are going a little bit. You know, my first NFL game, you know, preseason, there's still a bunch of, you know, people in the stands. And, you know, I think most quarterbacks will tell you this. Once you get that first completion, you kind of get to settle into the game. And that's, I think the Titans game, obviously, I think was my best game statistically. But you kind of just get in that groove and you find your rhythm. And, you know, once you realize, I mean, you have this mindset of guys in the NFL who are, you know, you think of them as gods, you know, they're untouchable. But then you go out there and you start, you know, dicing them up a little bit, and you start getting your role a little bit. And then it's, you know, it's fun to be out there. And I think that's what happened. And you just kind of, you continue to gain confidence in your ability and your teammates' ability. And, you know, it's a power that is contagious, and it's hard to stop.
Was there a specific moment in which you felt this isn't too big and I have a real chance at making this roster and maybe down the line making an impact?
I do. When the moment you were referring to during OTAs, when the vets weren't there, we had a couple 2-minute drills, and I threw two touchdowns that day. Like I said, it's that confidence of, you know, everyone else is telling me my whole process, this, my whole ride, that I'm not, you know, I'm not doing well enough. You know, you're throwing too many interceptions, you're doing this, that, and the other thing. And then I go out there and I'm playing against great, you know, great talent in our defense, and I'm throwing, you know, a brand new offense that I learned a month ago, and I'm throwing touchdowns. You know, that's kind of like that moment of, all right, I can do this. Like, I'm showing myself I can do this. And then I think the preseason game, the first Titans game, I think that kind of just reassures you, you know, in a game setting, because obviously practice is so different than a game, but, you know, being in a game setting, you know, throwing two touchdown passes, you know, just vibing on the sideline, you know, Aaron's excited, you know, just coming back and, you know, dapping guys up on the sideline. And just once you get that ball rolling, it's so contagious, and guys are rallying around you and I'm rallying around other guys. And it's a great feeling. And I think that one practice in the first preseason game really cemented the fact that I belong here and I know what I'm doing, and I have confidence doing it.
Awesome. Now after the preseason is, of course, cut down day, when were you kind of made aware that you were going to make the 53-man roster, and what did that cut down day feel like for you?
Yeah. So a lot of my friends and family, once they saw that Brett was traded, you know, started, you know, reading between the lines, but you know, I was so immersed in the business that, you know, I didn't really look into that at that point. So yeah, the cut day was pretty interesting because it's a weird situation that no news is good news. So if you don't get a phone call before the timeline expires, then that means you made the team. So you're kind of just sitting, waiting for a phone call, but you're also not waiting for a phone call. So it's a weird situation, but definitely an anxious day, but you know, you do things to fill the time, but it was, whenever I think 15 minutes led up to the actual time of the day, I was in my hotel room by myself and my agent called me and was like, I'm talking to the, you know, newest member of the 53 man roster, the Green Bay Packers. And I was like, holy shoot. Like, I mean, just the ride, you know, of everything I've been through. And then I get to finally, you know, kind of in quotations, you know, defy the doubters and, you know, create my own legacy. My own story was very emotional for me. And, I'm so happy to be with the Packers. It's a great place to be. And I really wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Awesome. Well, we're happy you're here. Not to kind of wax over the season by any stretch of the imagination, but there's obviously, you know, lots of ups and downs throughout the season. I believe the only game you were active for was the Vikings game. Is that correct?
It is. Yep.
So the Packers are undefeated when you are active. They haven't won, but when you've been active. But ultimately, of course, the release of Coach Mike McCarthy. Just kind of walk me through the mood of the locker room throughout the season and how kind of the season progressed for you and the team as a whole.
Yeah, I think from a team standpoint, you know, we have a strong enough, you know, veteran group where we didn't ever waver in our mindset or our physical approach. Guys like Aaron, you know, Tremon, you know, Jimmy Graham, I mean, you have all these guys, you know, our whole entire offensive line. I mean, they're just, regardless of who's coaching us, you know, what offense we're running, we're still going to approach, you know, every single week the same. And they did a great job of that. So as a team, we didn't really, you know, we didn't really go through any ups and downs as a unit, as a 53 man unit. You know, it's obviously a little challenging, you know, getting used to certain coaching styles, but by no means did it change how we approached it. And I think personally, I think the biggest thing for me was I just wanted to take it all in. I wanted to watch Aaron and how he approached every game. And I think the most impressive thing was him and just the way that it didn't change. You know, we play the Patriots, you know, we play the Dolphins, nothing changed. He'd go into it every week with the same mentality, and that man's competitive and he wants to win. And it was fun to watch him, you know, practice and prepare, because I've obviously never been around, you know, an all pro quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, being a 24-year-old rookie, really taking a step back and watching how he, you know, kind of prepares throughout the week. And, you know, I had a little checklist of things that I wanted to work on as the season progressed. You know, I think the number one thing is, you know, continuing to earn and gain the respect of my teammates. I think that's the biggest thing as a quarterback. And that's the one thing I respect about Aaron so much is that, I mean, that man was hurting all year. He's getting up there in age now. I mean, he's humble about it, but he's getting up there. So he, you know, he's feeling things with his body, but I mean, he's out there and he's working. And I think that's the one thing I truly respect about Aaron is that regardless of what's going on with his body or, you know, anything, he wants to go play football and he wants to do it for his teammates. He's not even doing it for himself, you know, so people are talking, you know, this, that, and the other thing about him. He wants to do it for us. And that's the one thing that I love about him. And I think that's kind of one thing that I can kind of take from him from a physical standpoint. But yeah, this season really, it was awesome. You know, not the season we wanted to have from a record standpoint, but I took away the things that I think I wanted to take away personally. And I think it's a good platform for me to build on, you know, going into the off season.
Do you think Aaron was more hurt than a lot of fans knew he was?
No. I think you guys had a good understanding of what was going on with his body, but I don't think you guys saw the day in and day out, you know, treatment that he had to do, you know, the things that he had to do to be a professional to take care of his body. You know, I joke that he's getting old and it's kind of just a, you know, running joke in the quarterback room, but you know, he's still, you know, he's 35, he's a young guy, but just a knee injury that, you know, he's coming back and leading us to one of the greatest wins in Packer history. You know what I mean? It's just guys don't have to do that. You know, it's just those things that like when Aaron comes out there and he steps in the huddle, I mean, you know, we're about to win a game. Like, you know, we're like something crazy is about to happen. You know what I mean? And that's the aura that he's created for himself and that he's earned over the years.
Awesome. Great stuff. So end of season comes, again, obviously wasn't the year that everyone was kind of hoping for, but do you get any sort of feedback from the coaching staff of things that they want you to work on going forward? Obviously the coaching staff was kind of in flux at that point, but and anything that they gave to you to work on in the off season?
Nothing specific from a football standpoint. I think the biggest thing that they want to see out of me is just consistency and being the same guy in and out. Not that I wasn't, but just, you know, continue to be who I was and continue to keep wanting to learn, you know, don't get satisfied, take a positive step physically, gain some weight, do whatever I got to do, but not a whole lot of schematics, not a whole lot of, you need to do this and that, but, I have a good understanding of, I think, what they need out of me going into OTAs. So definitely taking care of those in this off season.
So speaking of which, what have you kind of been up to in the off season, working with anyone in particular, or what's kind of your specific goals?
Yeah. So, obviously with a new coaching staff, I kind of wanted to be around and just, I wanted to introduce myself to the staff and kind of just be around them, kind of get a feel for them. I kind of wanted to get a little head start, a jump start on when we all report in April. So I think the biggest thing for me is just trying to learn this offense, and we're not allowed to have access to it now, but you have conversations with people and they, talk about things and it clicks with your brain, just because concepts in the NFL are this, pretty much the same. So I'm extremely excited to learn the offense whenever we have access to it in April, but I kind of just wanted to be around in Green Bay and, it doesn't hurt that we get, to work out for free and I get 2 free meals a day. And, being around Green Bay, it's like, when you're in college and you're studying for a test, it almost helps to go to the library because you're more locked in. You know what I mean? It's, this is my job. I only have one shot at this. So I'm not going to go to Florida or LA or, and get caught up in, going out. I kind of want to live a small life right now of, waking up, getting my work in, coming back, taking care of my body and stacking positive days together. So, throwing the ball with a couple of my teammates who are in town. And, just trying to make myself a better player physically right now. And once I learn the offense, it'll hopefully take care of the mental part.
Perfect. So you kind of mentioned, of course, you have a new quarterbacks coach, a new offensive coordinator, and of course, a new head coach. Have you been able to meet all three of them so far?
I have. Yeah. And funny story, I was actually recruited by Coach Hackett at a high school when he was the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach at Syracuse.
Okay.
So I have a history with him. He's a great guy. When I first, kind of reintroduced myself, it clicked for him. He knew exactly who I was, asked how my family was doing. So it's good to have that rapport with him. And, Deshaun has had Coach LaFleur and, just talking to Deshaun, he said he's a great coach. He knows ball and the fact that we have Coach Getsy in there too, it's going to be, having those three guys in the quarterback room is going to be outstanding for all three of us. And I think the biggest thing is, just the youngness and the vibrant energy that we're going to have in that quarterback room. And I think it's going to be a refresher that I think Aaron, Deshaun and I are going to enjoy. And I'm looking forward to having those three in the room. They're very energetic guys and it's been fun getting to learn, the kind of their approach to their, philosophies in football.
Yeah, it certainly seems like they're going to bring a lot of energy. When you first met Matt LaFleur and obviously found out that he was going to be the head coach, what was your first impression of him?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who very energetic, kind of always has something to, say, like always, carrying the conversation. Is just a very energetic, very into the conversation guy. And, I was able to have a few conversations with him about, football and what we were going to try to do. And he's just so passionate about it. He loves talking about it. He almost like kind of glows when he talks about it. And that's something that, when you're the play caller, you have to have that, and that's something that's going to be awesome for us as quarterbacks, just having a guy and not even one, two, or it's going to be having three guys in the quarterback room who are all quarterback, who have been quarterback coaches in the past, have played quarterback. So I don't think we're going to be skipping a beat in the quarterback room this year, which is going to be awesome.
Awesome. Can't wait to see the results on the field. So yeah. What are your goals kind of going now into the 2019 season? Again, new coach, new offense, the entire quarterback room is back. You got Deshaun and Aaron and yourself. What are your expectations and goals for the 2019 season, both for yourself and for the team as a whole?
We have an expectation in Green Bay, as you know, of a bad season is when you don't win a championship. And I've only been here for a year and I already understand that. We don't hang We don't hang banners for NFC championships. You know what I mean? We hang banners for Super Bowls. So I think the big thing for us as a team is just learning this offense as fast as we can and hitting the ground running. And, you know, we obviously have Aaron. He's going to make sure everyone's locked in and dialed in the offense. And I think as a team, you know, we're going to adjust great to this coaching staff. And I'm excited to see what we do for IPWs and OTAs. Personally, yeah, I'm not really concerned about, you know, what Deshaun's doing, what Aaron's doing. I think the biggest thing for me is just chipping away. Like I said, just keep stacking positive days together. You know, it's going to be awesome to be around, you know, Deshaun and Aaron. We have such a great rapport in that room. You know, we're all three, you know, good friends, and it'll be fun being around them, joking around, competing. But from a, you know, I don't want to be too concerned about reps and, you know, I have to force myself to do this or that or the other thing. It's just, I want it to be natural. I want to go out there, have fun, play football, and take care of business in the way that, you know, they want me to take care of business. I don't want to be anyone else that I'm not. So just going to take it day by day and stack positive days together. And hopefully at the end of it, I'm still on the team. So that's what it's all about. Just continuing to be on the team and stack positive days. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, we all play football to win a Super Bowl. So
awesome. Can't wait. All right. So lightning round, I'll just kind of go through these really quick. I'll let you answer them very quickly or take as long as you'd like. But so first of all, who was your favorite football player growing up?
Ooh, sorry to say it, but Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. No, that's not a bad thing. That's certainly a good thing,
but I mean, now it's changed. It's changed now.
I hear you. Who was your all-time favorite Green Bay Packer?
All-time favorite. Ooh. Oh man, it's between Brett and Aaron. I have to go with Brett right now because Aaron's still creating his legacy. So I think Brett right now.
All right, fair enough. I'm assuming with your Tom Brady answer that you were a Patriots fan growing up.
Yeah, growing up I was a Patriots fan. Didn't really have a choice. My dad were both Patriots fans.
And you're in Connecticut. I think that's fair. I don't think anyone would vote against you.
Exactly.
Favorite restaurant in Green Bay?
Ooh, that's a good one. Chives, Chef Fusion, and Blue.
Awesome. All three greats. I've been to all three and absolutely love them. Chives, I live right out by Chives. So
it's amazing. All three of those places are amazing.
Very much so. One player on the Packers that we should keep an eye on, maybe someone that's been under the radar, somebody that you've had the opportunity to see in practice that maybe will have a breakout year this year.
Raven Green.
Okay. Awesome. Another undrafted free agent. I love it.
He's got a lot. He's going to be a good player.
And then last but not least, will the Packers win the Super Bowl this year?
I don't want to be on SportsCenter for, you know, predicting a Super Bowl run, but, you know, our expectation is that we should be in the Super Bowl. So, you know, anything other than that is a failure to us. So I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, we're going to go win the Super Bowl this year.
Awesome. You heard it here first. Tim Boyle is predicting a Super Bowl win for the Green Bay Packers. Tim, thank you so incredibly much for joining me this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure. Where can people find you on social media and on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, I believe, TimBoyle_8, and I believe I'm the same thing on Instagram. So, come check me out. Come follow me. I'll give you a follow back.
Awesome. Can't wait. Make sure to go check out Tim Boyle. Make sure to go check out that YouTube video, too, of him finding out that he was signing with the Green Bay Packers. It's absolutely awesome. I'll make sure to retweet it out from the podcast Twitter handle as well. Awesome. Tim, we wish you absolutely nothing but the best, and hopefully you have an amazing season. I know personally I'm really looking forward to watching you this preseason and seeing your career develop and continue to move on and up, and really excited about that. So best of luck.
Thank you so much. And like I said, I appreciate your support. You've been one of the good ones, and, you know, I see it, all the tweets, and, it's been good. And I really do appreciate the support, and, I'd love to jump on the show anytime you want. So, love to stay in touch.
Awesome. That'd be amazing. Nothing has ever blown up my Twitter quite as much as when you threw a touchdown to Robert Tonyan against the Raiders.
And that's my guy. And I think the thing is that, you know, it's, you know, Jake, Rob, and I are kind of like the trio, but it's funny. I don't know if you guys know that all three of us are very good friends, and we're just as much into that trio as everyone else is.
Awesome. That's really, really cool to hear. Actually, I did not know that you guys were that close. So that's cool.
We're all very close. Yeah.
Well, let's get all three of you back on the 53 this year. We'll have a Super Bowl winning season. We'll be good to go.
Sounds good to me.
All right, that does it for this evening. Make sure to listen in tomorrow as Jake and Ross get you up to speed with the latest free agency news and rumors. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Packaday Podcast. Make sure to follow Tim on Twitter, and make sure, as always, to subscribe and tell a friend. That does it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, go Pack Go.
Sunday night football in the start of a historic season for the Green Bay Packers. Rodgers in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Rushes on. Rodgers nowhere to go, and he's snowed under. Back inside the 30, and Rodgers is down. Roy Robertson, Harris, Khalil Mack. And Rodgers unable to get up. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Down at 19 from the Green Bay 30. Snap to Kaiser under pressure. Immediately dumps it up right side. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Khalil Mack. Circle route to the 15, to the 10. He's to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Khalil Mack had a sack, fumble recovery, interception return for a touchdown. To go in the third, Chicago 20, Green Bay nothing.
Wayne, I actually see Aaron on the sideline throwing.
Well, that's a good sign. Yep, he is. Up the shotgun, snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, throws it over the middle. Randall Cobb is there. Makes a spinning grab just outside the left hash mark. J.K. Scott, Mason Crosby. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick is up. And it is good. So the Packers on the board with 3:37 to go in the third. Snap to A-Rod, looking around and waiting. Lofts it. Deep down the right side. Allison in the end zone. Makes a spectacular catch. Touchdown.
What a throw and what a catch.
And the Packers get back into it. 39-yard bomb from Aaron Rodgers to Geronimo Allison. Corey Linsley on the snap. Four-man line for the Bears. They're coming on a blitz up the middle. They pick it up. Rodgers looks. Lock. Left side. Got a man out there. Good. Tight end. Got him outside by the 50. Cutting right to the 40. Turns up field to put 35. 30 to the 25. And down they go. Inside the 25. At the Chicago 20. Snap to Rodgers under a blitz. Rodgers tight pocket. Steps up. Throws a left. Got Devontae inside the 10. Head fake. Cuts left to the 5. Reaches. Snap to A-Rod. Rushes on. Has time. Looking. Throws middle. Yes. Got it there. Break his ring to the 50. He may go all the way to the 20 down the right side. And Randall Cobb to the 5. To the end zone. To the touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Randall Cobb to the lead score. 75 yards. And the Packers have tied the game. Looking, has time, still looking, he's hit, he's fumbled, he fumbles, it's Green Bay football!